And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Let's go.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their minds. So they have an extra one, and that's how we hit the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Michael movie ain't got nothing on us.
I was like, more like Bruno Mars.
It's more like just old school.
Her and my brother and I sat in it.
He said sat, Carson.
No, he didn't.
No, he said sat.
Her and my brother and I sat in it.
Nope, he didn't.
He doesn't. Yeah, she's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think we caught that before it hit the air, though. But
Yeah.
You just never know what's going to happen.
And then I came back on the actual call, and I was like, yeah, I shat in one of those, too.
Her and my brother and I shat in it.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes.
So Carson went and saw the Michael movie. She loved that. She had all the fun people there with her.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. And that Jafar Jackson... Man, he's got the moves down.
That's what I said.
I was impressed with the voice he did. It's not his fault that the wig was meh. You had to suspend disbelief with his face.
Yeah. Who is this now?
Jafar Jackson is Jermaine's child. So it's one of Michael's nephews.
Oh, so he plays Michael?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because he looks like him more?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah. The family resemblance.
It was a Jackson family production. So that was a way to keep the money funneled internally.
Oh, yeah.
But he did. I thought he did a really good job.
It was very Joseph.
Did they get into any of the weird stuff?
No, it ends it bad. So it ends in 88.
Oh.
Yeah. But, you know.
I watched that documentary, I think, one time about him. It was weird.
I don't think he died. I watched him jump out of that coroner's van. I don't think he's gone, man. I still don't. Yeah. And if you don't know
if
what
he's
I'm
around,
talking about,
I wish he'd come back. I never got to see him in concert, and that is my biggest concert regret.
You know what's funny is, like, you see everything that's going on in Hollywood, and it makes you wonder, is Michael the only one who was innocent?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of where we're at. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, man, everybody's trash. Like, Hollywood is trash. It is just full of trash. Straight up.
I'm so glad that we're not in the middle of that.
Her and my brother and I shat in
it. That guy is, though.
You know, I was talking about Bruno Mars. He played Nissan Stadium here in town this other night.
Loudly.
Yeah, Carson said she could hear it from her house. I've watched some videos on it. Man, it looked like a fun concert. It's not my thing, but...
I was there.
Oh, you were? How was it?
It was really good. Actually, funny, Brian was talking, my brother Brian, was talking to this girl on Hinge, and they were chatting. He was like, hey, I'm going to Bruno Mars tonight. And she's like, oh, no way, I'm going to Bruno Mars too. And he's like, oh, that's weird. I'm in section 230, row T, whatever. And she just so happened to be sitting directly behind us.
Oh, what?
Like,
oh,
the seat right behind us. So it was kind of awkward. We got to our seats, and we had to, like, turn around and chat with her for a little bit.
Was it a love connection?
I don't know. They're actually getting dinner tonight.
Great.
But she lied on the dating apps and said that she lives in town, but she actually lives 2 hours away.
And
he told her that, and she's like, oh, it's okay. Like, I have a good car. I'll be the one that drives. I'm like, ugh.
Well, as long as she's the one doing the traveling, fine, but absolutely not.
You know that he's an attractive man whenever the girl's like, oh, no, I'm going to drive 2 hours for
that's
you,
true.
Baby.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, there are guys, like, if they live 20 minutes away, I'm like, no, I'm not commuting. Absolutely not. No way.
But we'll see how it goes. She was cute. I mean, she seemed normal enough.
Well, I asked you, because I had
except for the lies.
Yeah. I had my sliding door open, and I could hear Bruno Mars. At one point, I was like, is that Michael Jackson he's covering? And you said no. And then I Googled, like, does Bruno Mars have a song that sounds like Michael Jackson? And apparently Treasure sounds like Pretty Young Thing, PYT. I think that must have been what I heard. Because I could just hear, like, bass lines and stuff.
That's like all those AI covers where they do, like, Michael sings Bruno Mars and all that.
I will say, Bruno Mars, as an artist, he's one of those artists that doesn't release a ton of songs. He doesn't release albums with a huge catalog of songs on it, but he's, like, 90% hit rate.
Yeah.
Not
did
a lot
you
of
know
songs,
all the songs?
A lot of hits. I knew all of them, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to not, you know.
I like Bruno
just
Mars.
Gets so much airplay.
And, you know, everybody's like, you know, the cultural appropriation and all the dumb stuff with all that. It's like, yeah, man, stop. This is what makes music great, is that we can take influences from all over the place.
I think his real name is Peter Gene Hernandez or something.
Yeah.
Wait, something
what?
Like that.
Well, I was like, what is he appropriating?
You don't remember
he's from Hawaii.
It was like 2 years ago. There was a whole big thing saying he should not be doing funk and soul and all that kind of stuff because he's not even black and this and that. Oh, there was a big thing on it.
Well, he does it well.
Yeah. Oh, he does. He's amazing.
Even my mom knows Uptown Funk and loves it. That speaks volumes.
I was also kind of surprised at how young the audience was there. We literally walked into the club level, and there were these three girls making a TikTok video. They had to be 14 or 15 years
old. Up in the club?
But I'm like, he came out like 17 years ago when I was like in middle school.
Wait, has he been around that long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a music veteran at this point.
Wow, that's great. I love Bruno Mars. I really do. I love, man, because again, I've talked about it a bunch. The Hawaiian reggae stuff that I love so much takes influences from old R&B. It takes influences from reggae. It takes influences from country, yacht rock even in some cases, and combines them all into this beautiful thing that it's summer for me. And you can hear, once you listen to that and then you hear Bruno Mars, you go, yeah, he's totally straight up coming from that background. He's good. I like him.
I think he got famous from doing like Elvis impersonations as a kid or something and just took off from there. But
what? Really?
Yeah.
They should have had Alfonso Ribeiro play Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but he's...
Remember he played the kid in that commercial?
Well, yeah, but he's also like in his 50s.
Yeah, I know.
So I think him playing CGI. You know, a 19-year-old Michael Jackson is a little bit of a stretch.
Well, they did CGI bubbles.
I mean,
which irked me.
I know, you're very upset about the monkey.
Why wouldn't they use just a real monkey? Just take a real monkey.
The monkey is in approximately 45 seconds of the film.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, it's really not a thing.
Well, it was a lot of trouble, though, to use a real animal.
Yeah.
They have lots of...
Monkeys will rip your face off.
Yeah, and they're monkeys, you're right. But
it takes away the believability factor.
Is it that bad?
No.
Yes.
It wasn't. I'll be real with you. I'll be real. I'm like, oh, is that real?
You might as well have had
not.
Curious George in there. It was such a cartoon monkey.
I promise you, I didn't notice.
It's the man with the yellow hat.
Like, there was the giraffe fake, too?
What's the name of the movie?
I don't know if the giraffe is fake.
It's called Michael.
Nice. I thought they did a really good job on the giraffe.
Yeah, there's a llama. I don't know. There was a snake. I didn't notice. I really didn't notice Bubbles was fake.
Yeah, the snake was kind of
They were playing
weird.
Twister.
I think the snake was like a robot or something.
Did his leg length throw you off, Carson? That's what I've been seeing.
You know, it did, though, because especially, not in the movie, but now my algorithm is thrifting and Michael Jackson. So people are putting above and below Jafar Jackson doing like the Thriller scene and then Michael doing the Thriller scene. And the problem is, I didn't realize Michael Jackson's like 6 feet tall and Jafar is obviously not. So when you see the difference, it actually is pretty apparent that it does. When you put them like that, it's.
Well, Michael Jackson's dance moves worked because his legs were so long and gangly. And then you watch this guy and it's like, what?
He's a little stubby. A little stubby.
All right. I found the
clips of Bubbles
from Bubbles on the movie.
He's terrible looking, man.
And, I will now give you my. It's pretty bad.
It's really bad.
Yeah, I just didn't notice.
They could have used real Bubbles. He's still alive.
Yeah, he was elderly.
Well, he's now 43 years old.
He's an elderly monkey.
They could have brought him in towards the end, towards the later scenes when they have, you know, Bubbles in the bedroom and all that.
Do you know, he's balding. Bubbles has male pattern baldness.
Aww, what? Poor Bubbles.
I'm Bubbles. I see. That's the same hair I have. Yeah, he's lived at the Center for Great Apes since 2005. Jackson's estate still helps fund his care.
That's great.
And he remains a sweet, sweet guy, according to his caretakers. But now considered elderly, Bubble spends much of his time napping, moves slower, but is eating well and in good health and enjoys Wheel of Fortune.
Aw.
How long do monkeys live for?
Oh, 43 years, a long time. That seems, I don't know. Okay, geez. How long do
Hey, sexy grog.
Monkeys.
Don't get me on sexy rock right now.
All right. Well, obviously, it's going to change wildly. Well, this is interesting. Mm. So baboons can live up to 40 years old.
Yeah, but Bubbles is a chimp.
He's a chimp?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see it. I don't know. This is a great podcast. People love
it. I know. They're loving it right now.
I know. People are just like, we could
talk about the UFO.
Average lifespan of chimpanzee.
Females live an average of 39 years. Males live an average of 32 years. So Bubbles is doing well.
That's because Bubbles got that money.
I saw chimpanzees live for 40 to 50 years in the wild.
He's probably got fake parts. Make him last longer.
Oh, 50 to 60 years in captivity.
Hi, Sexy Grok. How long do chimpanzees live, male chimpanzees?
Captivity.
In captivity.
Yeah, I think that's important.
Yeah.
Male chimpanzees typically live around 30 to 35 years on average. In captivity, their median life expectancy is about 32 years for those surviving infancy. While in the wild, it's...
Okay.
So, also that she got a little redundant with typically on average.
Was that Grok?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
she sounded
sexy.
Weird, right?
No, yeah, she wasn't flirty.
She's not into you anymore.
Does she know you have a girlfriend?
She does. Apparently she does.
When Bubba comes home, she goes, well, it's about time. Where have you been?
Mm. Yeah. She got mad because I was talking to Alexa one day.
I won't be ignored, Hal.
It is 3 a.m. UFO disclosure is
there's some good stuff coming out.
I hear like this is just a drop in the bucket, and the stuff that's coming out, according to Burchett, is going to be mind-blowing. But we're just kind of getting the...
Have you seen Burchett talk about the disclosure so far? I haven't seen anything.
He did that this morning, an hour after it came out.
And he's feeling good.
He said it's a start, you know.
He's been pushing for disclosure for a while now. I mean, he's been doing people's podcasts and stuff going, hey, now, if you saw what I saw, you'd freak out and blah, blah, blah. You would go home and pray and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, and it was also interesting, I think you sent it to me, the preachers that they gathered into a group. They basically called them in and said, hey, you need to look at all this.
That's kind of sus. I'm becoming feeling, though.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Some of the people who are on the, no one cares. But yes, so that's great. We have UFOs. I think we already knew that, but no one cares. And I learned that the hard way 10 years ago when the New York Times piece came out and they said, hey, we have craft that's not from here and we have biologics, you know, creatures that aren't from here. And everyone, no one cared. I thought it was going to be like, I thought three things. Does God exist? Who killed JFK and UFO? And no one really cared. And even when the JFK stuff came out, that was pretty snoozy as well. It came out and no one, do you know? Nope, you don't.
No. Mm-mm.
Neither do I.
Because it never came out.
It did. There was a bunch of stuff came out.
Wasn't there like a supposed to be another shooter and they said that and then it all got swept under the rug?
It just got, the CIA got kind of involved and it was mentioned and another shooter and then people started talking about Netflix shows. And that's where we're at. TikTok dances. And so,
nobody cares about the aliens,
No. Now they know what it seems.
We're into the whole hantavirus thing now.
And that's another.
Is it Hanta or Hanta? I've heard it both ways.
I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a rat. That's what...
Did you see that somebody... There's a tweet from 2022 where said 2020 coronavirus, 2026 hantavirus. I saw that.
Hantavirus is what killed Gene Hackman's wife.
Oh.
You know where the Gene Hackman, when he died, they found that. That was kind of weird, right? But yeah. So, and she had died, I think they said
a week
early.
Before he did.
7 days. Yeah. I don't know how they can do that, but they.
And she was in the house 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did he have like dementia or something?
Yeah,
severe.
That's awful.
And that's why he just had no idea.
Just awful.
Well, yeah, would they say somebody now who's been diagnosed with it, they were on the plane with the woman that died from it on the cruise ship.
And they're out in the wild now.
Well, yeah. Mm. So,
I'm not worried.
Yeah,
about
I saw that one thing.
I mean, I'm fine. I'm not going on a cruise to Argentina.
No, but I saw this one thing where they're saying, "Oh, you want a real pandemic? You give human hantavirus." And now here we are.
Here we are. Okay.
Well. Yeah. But, man, the problem is, just like with the JFK stuff, just like with the UFO stuff, we had COVID. And, you know, whatever you may believe or whatever is up to you. But a lot of us are like, oh, that was just, you know, the flu. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to fall for it again when they want us to do lockdowns and all that kind of stuff. I just don't think I'm gonna.
I just had something really weird happen to me.
What happened?
I heard a coin.
Yeah, I did too.
What the heck? Am I losing
something?
It? No. Dude,
what's going on?
I'm just sitting here. Okay, I'm just sitting here, and I look down, and there's a dime on my leg.
Oh, what?
I don't know. That's the weirdest thing that's happened to me in a long time. Like, I'm literally just sitting here, and I look down, and there's a dime, like, on my thigh. Like, what? I don't have anything in my pockets. I specifically checked this morning because I thought I had some screws. Like, I had to put my dad's ring camera, which he's never going to figure out how to use, in my pocket. But that's weird, man.
Dimes from heaven is a comforting spiritual belief that finding unexpected dimes is a sign from deceased loved ones or angels signaling that they are watching over you, sending love, and offering peace during difficult times. It's often interpreted as a hug from heaven.
Yeah, dimes are really, really big in that.
The upper,
specifically.
What?
Dude, you just got a heavenly dime.
Okay. Yeah, no, dimes are really, really big in that.
No, guys, I'm just saying, I'm saying, like, right now, on your shoulder, there's a quarter. Like, what?
That's what
I just looked down and there's a dime on my leg?
Somebody's trying to talk to you, bro.
Well, I heard it.
I did, too.
Yeah, you heard
so
it because
it slid off of your desk onto your leg?
No, it
Do
was
you
on
have
my
coins?
Leg. No, it was on my leg and I picked it up and I did. That's what you heard was me throwing it on the thing.
Oh, weird.
But that was after me picking it up.
Could it have been hiding in a fat fold somewhere?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've found things.
The answer is yes.
Did it drop from the rafter?
That was
I feel like we still have confetti up there.
Yeah, there are some confetti.
Anyway, That's
really bizarre, man.
Give me something to think about. Wow. Okay.
My brother and I shat
in it.
Yeah,
that's what I needed. Just break me right out of that.
Oh, gosh.
Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you.
So great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when's the last time you had change, like, in your possession?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I don't. I can't.
I have an Aldi quarter.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I found a euro on the street.
A what?
A euro.
Oh, wow.
2 euro, whatever it is.
Have you seen the thing? They have the fake, in case you don't want to use your quarter, they have like a little thing that goes onto your keychain, and you hit it in there, and it gives you, I know. It's like, dude, it's just a quarter.
It's a quarter. Yeah, calm down.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, though, we had a quarter out here in our pennies. Like, somebody put a quarter in there. I snagged it in case I need a backup Aldi quarter.
I gave mine away to some lady. I was walking out and she was about to go into the store. I'm like, here, take it. And she's like, oh, okay, thank you. And
the
I
just quarter left. Or the carriage?
The whole thing, the cart.
Yeah.
But it had the quarter that I put in
Some guy did that to me. He was walking out Aldi. I was walking in and he gave me his, which I was like, do you want a quarter? And he was like, no, I'm fine. Okay, big spender.
Here's a pro tip. If you don't have a quarter, you go to the person at the register and you say, hey, I don't have a quarter. Can I? And they'll give you one.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I have been seeing that some places are not giving you the exact change because they don't have pennies.
Uh-huh.
I have seen that a few times I do pay with cash on things. They'll be like, yeah. And
yeah.
Just don't give it to you. And you kind of like, because then I'm like, hey, man, I don't, you know, it's like two cents or whatever, but.
So. Yeah, but there are some that are, and I don't think it's legal, but I've seen where some of them are trying to round and say like, yeah, we don't have change. So I get it's $3.50. We're just going to, you know, give you change for $4. Like, so they'll actually pocket the extra 50 cents. Not supposed to, but I have seen that. Like, yeah, we're not doing change. We only do bills.
I am going down the dimes from heaven jar stuff.
Man,
there's
really, really
there's
weird.
A lot going on with this, man.
Can we get a playback on that? Like, Did you have video on you?
I wasn't on you. I was on Carson. She ruined it.
It's my fault, video producer.
Can we just always have a camera on my legs, please? We can, who knows what's going to happen next? That was really weird. I haven't had something that odd in a long, long, long time.
Yeah. What are you going to do with the dime?
I feel like you have to hold on to it. I feel like that's a special
dime.
Does
it need to be on my person, or do I just keep it here?
Yeah, keep it here.
Yeah. Huh. Well, then I'm going to play with it, and Bubba's going to get mad. No. Can you stop piddling with that?
Well, I would never
get mad at that. It's picking up. It's picking up on mic.
I would. When would I ever do that?
No, I'm just messing
around. Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. So what is on the back of a dime? It looks like plants. What is that?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it wheat?
Is it? I don't know.
Because America has wheat?
I don't know. I haven't looked at the back of a
dime.
It
shows a torch with an olive branch to the left of it and an oak branch to the right.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Well, I assume peace.
The olive branch is peace. Oak branch is strength and independence. Out of one, many.
And who's on the front? Is it Eisenhower?
Roosevelt.
Are you looking that up? How do you just know that?
I looked it up.
Okay.
But I probably would have been able to come up with that if it wasn't one of Carson's trivia things.
Yeah. How is trivia night going?
Won the other night by just 2 points.
What do you win?
A $100 gift certificate.
To the restaurant,
yeah.
For the whole table?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, wow. It's, yeah, the team wins it.
How many's on the team?
Four of us.
Okay.
And it's just four.
$25 a piece,
that's good. Oh, yeah. We just save them up, and then we just kind of go nuts. But I actually came in the next morning to Garrett because one of the questions was trivia. Blech, TV. And they said, what sitcom, and they said, like, features a musical episode about the Nightman, and my entire team blanks.
The
and I'm
Nightman.
Like, are you kidding? I'm like, hand me the thing. And I'm like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And when I say there's four people on the team, there's actually one person who's somebody's girlfriend, and she's dumb as a box of rocks. And so she's always, I want to see, what was the answer? I go, shut up, you wouldn't know anyway. And I've gotten to the point where I'm so irritated with her. And I was like, can you break up with her already? She's dumb. Like, and she'll be like, I don't know it. I'm like, oh my gosh, one of the answers the other night. It was movie trivia, and they said this Humphrey Bogart film centers around a claim check at the San Francisco bus station. And, of course, every other team put Casablanca. And I was like, you mean that's set in Morocco? That's right. No, absolutely not. It's the Maltese Falcon. And so we write that down, and she's like, what was it? And I was like, oh, my God, fine. I got what's Maltese.
Is she a blurter also?
She's just like, Like, oh, she's irritating.
But I mean, does she give your answers out?
No, she doesn't have answers because she's dumb.
No, but I've played with somebody before who, if you have an answer, they go, Maltese Falcon!
No, so that's it. I won't tell her until it's like, and I'm like, it's the Maltese Falcon. Okay. And she goes, I didn't know that was a movie. And I just straight up, I go, well, obviously it is. Like, that's why we answered it. Oh my gosh. I'm like, are you done? Like, she's not that hot. I don't know what you're doing.
So what's
like,
up I don't with your know friend? What you're, I mean, what's their deal?
I don't know. I think he's just lonely. So we just put up with her. It's fine. Whatever.
Doesn't sound fine.
No, I mean, look, we win, so I'm fine with it. But in the moment, I'm irritated.
You win in spite of her.
Yeah, she's a dead weight.
Her, my brother, and I shat in it.
Isn't it funny how that we start off when he plays that, we're like, and that by the end, we're like, ah, he said shat.
Exactly.
I'm making t-shirts.
Gary, you designing that?
it doesn't take long for us, man. We just come back around. Well, hopefully someone can take whatever the good thing is with the dime. I'll spread it out to the listener right now. You're listening right now that you get some sort of blessings.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Of whatever that is.
Oh, that's wild. All right, are we done? Is that where we're going or what?
Yeah, blessings. Okay, we go out on blessings. Always go out on the blessings. Okay. And chat.
The blessing.
This was the podcast.
I pledge allegiance.
Play ball. Okay,
because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Oh, yes.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Oh, my brother.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
I'm not in it.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.